ordinance to amend Chapter 99 of the Code of Sussex County entitled, quote, subdivision of land, end quote, in order to extend the timeframe in which landowners may perform site work or construct certain improvements without posting a bond or performance guarantee.
Now, this is an ordinance that modifies Section 99-32 of the Sussex County Code, being a portion of the subdivision ordinance, in order to extend the time period to January 1, 2015, in which landowners may perform site work and construct certain improvements without posting a bond or other guarantee, and subject to the conditions contained in the amendment. That's the synopsis.
This one's a pretty really straightforward one. I guess it's been about 2 years ago now, County Council, I think it came through here, said, look, you know, for performance bonds and letters of credit on subdivisions, if you're not, the background is that those bonds or letter of credit were designed to protect third-party purchasers so they wouldn't buy into a development and then, you know, the thing doesn't get complete and there's no guarantee for the completion of it. Particularly at a time when the economy was bad, the county said, well, look, if you're not going to sell any units or houses to third parties, there's nobody that really needs to be protected, so we're going to establish a process whereby you don't have to post the bond unless or until you start selling it to third parties. And that's what this process spelled out, and it's been working now for 2 years, and it's worked pretty well. You know, there was some time just to get it up to speed with planning, zoning, and county engineering, but it seems to be working pretty well, and it's underway now. And there's people that have been utilizing it. And there's protections in place, like things are recorded downstairs in the recorded deeds that would put people on notice that there's not a bond so that lots can't transfer and all that sort of stuff. That's all in place. 2 years ago when council adopted this, they wanted to have it sunset after 2 years just so they could come back and look at it and see how well it was working and see whether it needed to continue. Well, that 2 years is up, so we just need to have an amendment that says it runs through January 1 of 2015. So that's all that this does, is just keeps that program in effect for another year. And since it's part of the subdivision code, it needs to come through you guys.
Okay.
Well, why not do it in 2 years?
Any comments, gentlemen?
Okay. So how's this program been working?
It's been working pretty well. Like I said, there's been some, you know, with any new program, you got to, you know, you put it on paper, but then you got to actually put it into effect. And there was everybody kind of getting used to it within the county and within the development community. And I think that the folks that have utilized it, you know, once they realized how it works, it's been working fairly well, I would say. You know, I mean, there's a couple extra steps. You got to, you know, you got to record a notice that there's not a bond down the recorded deeds, but we have the form for doing that. The big thing is, you know, it gets projects moving because, you know, you don't have to put that money up front to get a bond or letter of credit. Just from the sort of the information I've been hearing, at least particularly 2 years ago, banks weren't doing letters of credit anymore. You know, you couldn't get that for site work. It was really hard or really expensive, and bonds aren't cheap either. This way, you didn't have to put the money out up front. You could do all your work. You know, you could use the money you were going to apply to the letter of credit or bond and put that into your infrastructure and get rolling with it. The one thing we've seen happen is on larger subdivisions, you know, you might have had before a phase of 50 or 75 or 100 lots. Now we've seen people bite off smaller chunks so that they can, you know, do a 10 or 15 lot phase, not bond it, get all the site work done, and then start selling lots, and then move on to the next phase.
Lot.
Yeah, you know, and then move on to keep sort of leapfrogging, you know, and that keeps things moving too. So, I mean, it seems like it, you know, there's been some more administration to it, but it seems like it's been a pretty good program.
They could actually build the whole project without a bond.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You get to do sales and get permits, but what they do, they get a substantial portion of the infrastructure built, the streets, the drainage, et cetera, and then they post a bond for the amount left to finish.
Right.
So it's a lesser amount. They're showing the bank that they're serious about getting the job done because they've already done half of it already, and the banks seem to then provide for the funding so they can bond it and get it some guarantee for to be able to sell lots and get built permits.
Yeah. And there's been some developers that have still been bonding it because they're selling so fast, you know, now that
they're able to do it.
They're able to do it, you know, and they want to be able to sell stuff and build and just keep them going ahead that way too. So
it also gives them the opportunity in the first phase to be able to have something they can show, because otherwise you're looking at a field.
That's right.
Able to show it.
That's right.
Way they've got.
I just want here.
That was just the year I think the council wanted, just not that they wouldn't extend it more, but that was the, you know, the year they came up.
Well, again, this is a public hearing. We're going to solicit comment, and then we're going to refer back to this when we're done.
I have another question, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
In terms of the site work or other work that's being done, is that subject to county inspection and county code? So
yeah.
Inspector is still involved.
So the work is still being done up to our specifications.
They still have to pay inspection fees, et cetera. They just don't have to post a bond.
Okay.
Getting a little bit of the nuts and bolts of it. If you're halfway through a phase and you don't have a bond, but you've got, you know, people knocking at your door to buy lots and you want to start selling lots, what you would have to do is contact the county and get the inspectors out there. They would inspect what needs to be still done, and you'd have to bond the remaining work. So, and there's that process is spelled out in there, even to the point that there's time frames for doing that inspection, so you don't have a developer showing up and saying, I need this all done tomorrow. You know, there's like a window for getting all that accomplished. So it's all dealt with where it's all inspected. The inspections are the same whether they have a bond or not.
So the key is that we're not permitting substandard work. We're just giving the developer an opportunity to get some of that work done up to that point at lesser cost.
The only thing I would add to that is on this one, unlike the height ordinance, on this one and the next one we're going to do, they are fairly time sensitive because there's a January 1 date which would sunset all, you know, that process. So I just would caution on a deferral on this one.
I think we can probably reach a decision on this evening. But while we're, does anyone else have a comment? Is there anyone here from the public that would like to have an interest in the bonding issue that would like to speak? Okay, then. Any questions? We'll close the public hearing. Our next public hearing.